Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. My, oh my, oh yes, he is. He is, he is, he is.
Perfect submission, all is at rest. I and my Savior am happy and blessed, watching and waiting, looking above, filled with his goodness, lost in his love. This is my story, this is my song, praising my Savior all the day long. This is my story, this is my song, I'm praising my Savior all the day long.
Praise the Lord, my friends. And as always, I welcome you sincerely to this program. Did you know that the end of days are upon you? Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by myself, Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men, speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times. They sure are here. And please know, I am has sent me unto you. Amen and amen. You should also know there is a need for support to keep this program on the air, as this program is listener supported and cannot stay on the air without your help and support. And that's the truth. This program is spiritual. Therefore, it needs spiritual support. Just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit is this radio program. Why waste time worrying about the world's financial crisis? Place your trust in God. Faith requires action by being generous and sending your love gift to keep the Signs Radio Ministry on the air. Pray about it. And if you can send something, God will tell you. And if you can't, that's all right. Prayerfully, someone else will send support to help keep the program on. Now for our last days end times quick Bible study, King James Version. 2 Peter chapter 3, verse 9, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. Watchman commenting, the Lord will not be slack or too slow, nor will Yahweh delay longer than he has to concerning his promise, at least not as men are slow and delay, accepting his promises, that is. The word count here means to think and consider as men do, but Yahweh need not do that, as the Lord has known from the beginning what he wanted to happen in the end. Amen. Yet the Lord is long-suffering and does not lose heart as men do. Yahweh is slow to anger and slow to punish. But if men continually refuse his word, they only have themselves to blame when Yahweh's anger finally comes upon them and sends them into punishment brought about by their own stubbornness. That word perish means to literally die in and for their sins, to be put out of the way entirely, to abolish, to put an end to, ruin, or to render useless, and also to give over to eternal misery and hell. My. And they actually did it to themselves by refusing to be godly. Oh, my, oh, my. Well, my friends, let's enter into that hidden life in Yahweh as the end draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said. Get right and get ready. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 1:4.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thus shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our Signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
This prophecy spoken back in 2005 is even more important today than it was when I spoke it.
For yea, I say unto ye once more, the cities are not safe for my people. The cities are not safe for those who are mine. Run from them, leave them, for corruption abounds there, and the enemy has taken hold there like no place else. Leave the cities, saith the Lord.
And this one, spoken in 2009, is also more important today than it was then. The cities are no longer safe, people. Believe it. Run from them. Leave them. Go somewhere else. Get out in the country. Whatever.
Yea, saith the Lord, look to the clouds, for the signs are there above the earth now. Fear not, my children, for with the same vengeance that will come upon the earth upon sin, will I protect you with my mighty arm, saith the Lord. Yea, turn not to the protection of men. Yea, saith God, turn to me. Come under my wings, under my authority. For the authority of man, though it appears to be gaining, is losing, saith God. Look to the cities. Did I not tell you that the cities were not safe for my children, saith God? Did I not tell you to run from them? Soon you will see the cities begin to crumble. The authority system will crumble, saith God. But those who will come to me, those who will embrace me, the authority that is mine will cover them, saith the Lord.
And this one, spoken in 2010.
Seek ye no longer the cities, says the Father. Stand not fast there, for in the cities is the corruption of the unholy one. For even from the beginning of time, the cities have not been a place for my people. For those who love me and are called according to the purpose for which I have called them to. But I say to you now the cities become even more immoral, more corrupted than ever before. They no longer hold fast to my word. They no longer teach who I am. And it is time now to leave them, says the Lord. It is time now to leave the cities. It is time now to go out from them, to go out from that which is not of me, and to establish a place of safety, a place where I can be taught, a place where I am found and can be felt, and can even be seen, says the Father God.
My, oh my, nothing can be plainer than that. Now, a true truth prophecy quick Bible study from the King James Version. My, in this program you get the true truth, right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of men. Luke chapter 1, verses 70 and 71. As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began, that we should be saved from our enemies and from the hand of all that hate us. Watchman comment. The word spake means to utter articulate sounds, using words in order to declare one's mind and to disclose one's thoughts. And since the thoughts of a man's soul find verbal utterance by his mouth, the heart or soul and the mouth are distinguished. The word holy sets the prophets aside as saints, and the word began tells us of an unbroken period of time, an age, if you will, or even an eternity. Amen. That men might be saved, preserved, and delivered safely unto salvation. From men who are at odds with Yahweh, set apart from God by their own sins. Amen. Men who detest us, that's those who are saved. And God, also, who pursue the Lord's own with hatred in their hardened hearts, as they seem to never be able to grasp the deliverance available to them in Yahweh's holy word. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short, the day of Christ is at hand, so get right and get ready. Willard from Nebraska obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and he is our WOW, Walk on Water, sponsor for this program. Father, bless Willard, meet his every need, and thank you, Lord, for touching his heart to support your program, Lord, and your watchman. Bless his needs and meet every one of them. Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Father. I feel right now that you're touching him. Glory to God. I hope you felt that, Willard. Praise God. And also bless all the listeners, Lord, as you touch them with your true truth. Amen and amen. Let's pull some right out of the fire tonight. Luke chapter 24, verses 47 and 48. And that repentance and remission of sins should be preached in his name among all nations, beginning at Jerusalem, and ye are witnesses of these things. These were the instructions of Jesus just before he was carried up into heaven, amen, as he entered the clouds, verse 52. Now the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led biblical perspective, you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman's Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. DHS, Department of Homeland Security, preparing for civil war in the USA? Oh my! The U.S. Department of Homeland Security and the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Office, ICE, have placed a massive order for ammunition that you may have heard of. The two departments are asking for 450 million rounds of hollow-nose bullets to be delivered in a time frame of 5 years. The contractor, Alliant Tech Systems, was awarded the contract and will produce 40-caliber high-performance bullets to the agencies. The order has many wondering, why would DHS and ICE need so many bullets? You don't suppose, do you? Civil war in the USA? Continuing. Vaccine failure admitted. Whooping cough outbreaks higher among children already vaccinated. For several years, Brother Johnson, Yahweh's Watchman, has said that many vaccines actually cause the very infectious diseases they claim to prevent. Measles vaccines, for example, actually cause measles, and the flu shot vaccines actually increase susceptibility to the flu. Here are 4 points. Whooping cough infections are more common among children already vaccinated against whooping cough than unvaccinated children. The whooping cough vaccines have never been tested for long-term efficacy. Doctors openly admit the vaccine doesn't provide lasting protection against the disease. And last one, but doctors and government authorities mindlessly push the vaccine anyway. That's essentially like saying, we know these vaccines don't really work, but everybody should get vaccinated anyway. Oh, brother. Continuing, the hidden, sick agenda behind chemtrails. We the people are under attack by a small group of mad scientists, out-of-control government agencies, and profit-seeking billionaires pretending to save the Earth from global warming. These global control freaks want to manipulate weather patterns in order to dominate the Earth's resources. In reality, military programs like HAARP, which is up in Alaska, and chemtrails, which overheat the atmosphere and poison the sky and farmland, seriously threaten all life on this planet. What if global warming was just a hoax or worse? Then are these toxic substances in chemtrails, GMOs, and vaccines being deliberately created to reduce the world population? Do I have to say I told you so? Continuing. Strontium at Japan Fukushima plant flows into the sea. Tokyo Electric Power Company, TEPCO, says that more radioactive wastewater has leaked from its Fukushima Daiichi nuclear plant and flowed into the sea. The water contained high levels of strontium. TEPCO says that about 12 tons of wastewater leaked from a disconnected joint in a pipe. The company says it believes that a large portion of the water has flowed into the ocean through a nearby drainage ditch. The utility is trying to determine how the joint became disconnected and how much water poured into the sea. Radioactive wastewater also leaked on March 26 from a different section of the same piping. Watchman comment, if they say 12 tons, is that more than 12 tons? How many times more? 5 times? 10 times? 100 times? 1,000 times? I would need seafood if I were you folks. Continuing. Terror cells have been placed on high alert to attack targets in the United States and Europe should Iran's nuclear facilities be attacked, a source in the Revolutionary Guard says. The terror cells in the U.S. are being coordinated by Quds Force personnel operating out of the Iran interest section in Washington, the source says. Because Iran and the U.S. have no diplomatic relations, Iran's interest section operates under the umbrella of the Pakistani embassy. These cells work out of safe houses where ammunition and explosives are stored, each with an operational commander who reports back to Iran, so the source says. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Is your TV spying on you? Our devices may be getting too smart for their own good. Have you ever heard that saying? HD Guru raised a host of questions. Could Samsung or its affiliates watch you watching TV? Could they listen in on you? If so, would Samsung or anyone store this info in the cloud? If so, would it or could it sell this data? What safeguards were there against hackers intercepting it? CIA Director David Petraeus said how downright excited the agency is about connected devices like smart TVs, smart refrigerators, or smart dishwashers. Watchman comment, I saw a TV advertisement for the new Samsung smart TV where the person just waved his hand at the TV and the cursor moved and he could select what he wanted. That means there's a camera watching you. Continuing. A new United States Geological Survey study has found that Middle America between Alabama and Montana is experiencing an unprecedented and almost certainly man-made increase in earthquakes of 3.0 magnitude or even greater. In 2011, there were 134 events of that size. That's six times more than there were normally seen during the 20th century. In some regions, the increase in earthquakes is even greater than sixfold. For example, in Oklahoma over the past half century, there were an average of 1.2 quakes of greater than 3.0 magnitude per year. Since 2009, there have been more than 25 per year. Luke chapter 21, verse 11, "And great earthquakes shall there be in diverse places, and famines and pestilences, and fearful sights, and great signs shall there be from heaven." Continuing. Swine flu vaccines cause 17-fold increase in narcolepsy. Horrified scientists discover. Narcolepsy is actually an autoimmune disorder characterized by missing brain cells. The long-term health damage caused by the great H1N1 swine flu false scam pandemic of 2009, and particularly the mass vaccination campaign that accompanied it, is already becoming apparent in the form of autoimmune disorders. A new review published in the journal Public Library of Science, one confirms that Pandemrix, a swine flu vaccine produced by drug giant GlaxoSmithKline, is responsible for causing up to 1,700% increase in narcolepsy among children and teenagers under 17 years of age. Watchman comment, "Do you believe the warnings of the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's Watchman now? These dangerous vaccines do more harm than good." Continuing. Illegals are the new sovereign citizens, excused from traffic tickets, impounding and auto insurance laws. Though the Constitution's 14th Amendment calls for equal protection under the laws, not everyone in the United States now is equal. Well, considered equal anyway. Some, it seems, are considered more than equal because so many illegal aliens don't have driver's licenses, and the politically correct powers that be feel that's unfair to these new sovereign citizens who are now above the law. Continuing. Early last year, leaked documents obtained by a Colorado beekeeper exposed the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency's, the EPA, illegitimate approval of clothianidin, a highly toxic pesticide manufactured by Bayer Crop Science that the regulatory agency knew was capable of killing off bees. Now, a new study of the Purdue University in Indiana has not only confirmed once again that clothianidin is killing off bees, but also that clothianidin's toxicity is systemic throughout the entire food chain, which could one day lead to the catastrophic destruction of the food supply. Watchman comment, as Paul Harvey would have said, "Hey, hey," and now you know the rest of the story. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned for another True Truth quick Bible study and possibly live call-ins, letters or both, as the program finishes. My dear friends, please pray about taking the time to write me this week. I sure would like to receive your letter in Post Office Box 122. I always get joy out of receiving your letters, my, and your calls. And when you do write, please also pray about including a WOW, Walk on Water, love offering. This program is listener-supported, and that's the true truth. It's the only way I can stay on the air. Sending cash is the easiest way for small offerings. Just wrap it up so it cannot be seen through the envelope. Then pray over it and send it. God is able to get it through, is he not? Amen. Signs of the Times is a spiritual international Christian ministry supported 100% by our Christian friends who sponsor signs with their generous love gifts. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7. For we walk by faith, not by sight. Please write signs spelled S-I-G-N-S-P-O, Box 122, Town is Lyle, spelled L-I-S-L-E, New York abbreviated just N-Y, zip code in the USA, 13797. That address repeats in a moment. Don't you want to keep this program on the air? Sure you do. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for our ending True Truth quick Bible study from, of course, the King James Version. 1 John chapter 2, verses 5 and 6. But whosoever keeps his word, truly the love of God is perfected in him. By this we know that we are in him. He who says he abides in him ought himself also to walk just as he walked. My friends, how true that is. Though I did not intend it, all of tonight's quick studies had a common thread or theme, and that was keeping God's word saves your soul. Amen. Momentum is simply the force or speed of movement that carries an object to its final destination. If you want to break through, you need to have a certain amount of momentum. Often our challenge is gaining the spiritual momentum to break through. It requires real power. Eric Liddell, the Olympic winner, once remarked that the Lord required muscular Christians. My, oh my, I cannot help but think of Samson. But do you remember where Samson's strength came from and what happened to it when he sinned? My, oh my. Believers who are serious in their faith walk are people who stand steadfastly against difficult obstacles and who pray with great fervency and devotion for the causes of their Lord. This produces spiritual power for significant breakthroughs in the spiritual realm. Sin and self-indulgence will compromise and slow the spiritual momentum required for our breakthrough. And one more thing, my friends, before I finish this quick study. It is often true that in the most ferocious battle that requires the greatest momentum and perseverance, the deliverance will occur just before the breakthrough to victory. Amen and amen. So hang in there. Victory is coming. Get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preached altar call in a church service by Pastor Evans.
If you're not saved, why not right now ask God to save you? Ask the Holy Ghost to come in your life. He'll be your teacher and your guide. That's what the Bible says. He'll lead you into all truth. He'll show you all things that are to come. God's not a respecter of persons. He'll do it for you.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor Evans. People all around the world were shaken up by that one, and I hope they heeded it. So, my friends, when you know Christ Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days we live in. Instead, you will be blessed and ready. And, as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in the new Wednesday Summer Frequency on 9350. That's at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night. And if you can hear 9350 on Wednesday night at 7 p.m., or even if you cannot hear 9350, please, it is important that you let me know by calling or writing. Thanks. That's 9350, Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Or, if you have difficulty hearing 9350, tune in Saturday morning at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time to 7490 for a repeat of that Wednesday night program. That's 7490 Saturday morning, 8:30 a.m. For more daily news and text form like you heard on this program, be sure to go to signsradio.com. That's signsradio.com. Don't forget the www.signsradio.com. Look for the blue wiggling arrow. And send me an email while you're there on the website. Thanks for tuning in to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you pray about how you can bless me back? Here is the address more quickly so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S P-O Box 122 L-I-S-L-E N-Y 13797.
Yes, I'm just calling in to let you know that I'm listening to your program on WWCR 9.350 from Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my dear sister. It's so important for me to know that 9350 is getting out. Maranatha.
Brother Johnson, this is Northwest Ohio. Excellent signal. Maranatha.
Thank you as always, my dear brother. Maranatha.
10 from the Bronx. 93.50 tonight, loud and clear, almost 10 on 10. Thanks.
Hello, Brother Johnson, here in southeastern Alabama. The program on 93.50 was coming in loud and clear tonight. I do hope you can keep the program on because it does come in clear in this part of the country down here in the southeastern U.S. Just thought I'd call and let you know you have a blessed day and Maranatha.
Well, thanks for that call, my dear brother. I sure appreciate it. I'll certainly keep all the programs on as long as my finances hold. When my finances go down, brother, I have to cancel something. There is no choice for me. I just don't have the finances that these big ministries do. Maranatha, my friend, and thanks a lot. I'll try to keep it on.
Good morning, Brother Johnson. This is Brent checking in from Central Illinois. Been a while, and I wanted to check in. The Wednesday broadcast from the 4th on 93.50 was not really audible here in Illinois. I could hear it in there, but it wasn't listenable. But it was re-aired this morning, Saturday the 7th, at 7:30 a.m. on 7490, so I was able to hear it.
That would be 8:30 a.m. Eastern Time.
4840 continues to come in, as always, extremely well. Of course, as you know, we're having a lot of solar activity. I will try to check in more often, but I did want to make that report, and I'll be listening. God bless.
Thank you, brother, and God bless you also. Thanks for calling in. I sure appreciate it. Well, folks, we had 4-1. The program was heard well on 9350 in Minnesota, Northwest Ohio, the Bronx, New York City, and Selma, Alabama, with a bad report from Illinois. It could have been that was just some sunspot activity, as he said. Please let me know about this 9350 and, of course, the 7490 that airs on Saturday morning at 8:30 p.m. on WWCR. I really appreciate it. Thank you all. Maranatha. Now, my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear tonight's program. When I know you are listening, it helps keep signs on the ear. Please tell me if you can hear 9350 on Wednesday nights or 7490 on Saturday morning, as I may have to cancel if no one lets me know they can hear the program and support does not come in. Right now they're okay, but I need support. It will not cost you much to call if you just quickly tell me your state and how well you can hear the program. I only have one line, so just keep hitting your redial if it's busy until you get through. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating a little faster. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your wow offering this week. God bless you. Be awesomely blessed, that is. Maranatha, my friends, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.